As a result of a $25 billion national settlement with major lenders over their foreclosure practices, the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office over the past year has partnered with community organizations to offer assistance to those who face foreclosure in a campaign called Home Core. For one of the programs, in 2012, the Massachusetts Association for Community Action, or MASCAP, was awarded $7.4 million from the AG's office to partner with organizations across Massachusetts to oversee the so-called Borrower Recovery Initiative, which provides legal assistance for homeowners hoping to obtain a loan modification, bring claims against banks for improper foreclosures, and also legally represent homeowners facing eviction charges. One of those partner organizations is the Berkshire County Regional Housing Authority. Executive Director Brad Gordon said that over the course of 2012, he noticed a trend of more families seeking assistance for foreclosures as the year went on.
In the first 4 months of the calendar year, it was around 60-something. Then it jumped in the next 4 months to around 100, and in the last 4 months of 2012, it was up over 120. So it was trending in a direction which indicated that foreclosures were in fact on the rise.
And that trend, Gordon says, is continuing into 2013. Gordon said that in Berkshire County alone, there are about 300 active foreclosures. And since the Housing Authority began promoting the Borrower Recovery Initiative this week after a soft rollout, Gordon is seeing a higher demand for assistance than expected.
Through this week, there's been about 14 cases where people have contacted us. And that's a significant number. I mean, to start out with a soft rollout, that we already have 14 people. And ultimately, we had projected, I think, just based on what our capacity was going to be, not even so much on the need. We realized that the need was probably going to be higher. But just based on capacity, we anticipated doing about 40 cases in a 12-month period. And we're already into like about a month and we've got 14 cases.
Deb Broaden of the Western Massachusetts Foreclosure Prevention Center, which serves homeowners in the four counties of Western Massachusetts, says that the influx of foreclosure cases Brad Gordon is seeing is not surprising.
Once customers feel that there is something new out there, if there's a program out there, that means your numbers are going to spike because now you have homeowners actively going back out and trying to seek help.
Broaden highlighted urban areas including Springfield, Holyoke, Chicopee, and Pittsfield as hotspots for the foreclosure crisis, but she also added that families are facing foreclosures throughout the state. Though much attention in the press has been given to a recovering housing market and declining foreclosure rates, Broaden said that Western Massachusetts will continue to face challenges for some time.
At least two more years of this, absolutely.
Broaden added that underwater homes across the state that are currently unable to be sold are dragging on the recovery. She also said that it's difficult to compare foreclosure rates between the eastern and western parts of the state due to different economies of each region.
So we have more of a problem where our properties went underwater so very fast, where the eastern, although some of them are underwater, but some of them still did hold some type of value. So that was really, you know, makes it very different between the western and eastern, but the eastern is very struggling too.
According to statistics provided from the Attorney General's Office, the Borrower Recovery Initiative, through the Home Core campaign, has assisted more than 400 families since its inception last fall. A recent vote by city councilors in Springfield rejected a settlement with several banks over a foreclosure ordinance. The vote will require banks to post a $10,000 bond to maintain and secure vacant and foreclosed property, relieving city taxpayers of the costs associated with eradicating blight due to foreclosures. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.